Bạn có biết bộ định tuyến Wi-Fi của bạn có thể hạn chế tốc độ Internet, đặc biệt nếu nó đã hơn 5 năm tuổi không? Để biết các mẹo thiết lập giúp tối ưu hóa kết nối NBN của bạn, hãy truy cập nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup. nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
At 23, Samuel Zulaga left his home in Colombia for Sydney to begin a new life. A barbershop offered to sponsor him with a temporary work visa. And at first, he felt lucky about it. But gradually, things began to change.
After about a year, I noticed that my employer had stopped paying my superannuation. At the time, I didn't fully understand what that meant. I thought myself it might be a mistake.
Mr. Zulaga says he was reluctant to speak up about these issues because he was on a visa. He didn't know if saying something could put his future in Australia at risk.
One day, I complained when I was told to clean the toilets, noting that was hired for. In response, my employer just said, "You're fired, pack yourself, I'll go home." Just like that, I had lost my job and my visa sponsor.
Mr. Zulaga's employer also refused to pay for the annual leave that Mr. Zulaga didn't use, as he was scared that taking leaves could annoy his boss at that time. Eventually, with the help of unions and services, Mr. Zulaga was paid.
This made a real difference in my life. It wasn't just about the money. It changed how I saw my situation and showed me that I wasn't alone.
A report released this month by the Migrant Justice Institute has pointed to the extent of the issues facing migrant workers. It found nearly two-thirds of temporary visa holders were being underpaid, with international students alone estimated to be losing more than $60 million in wages every week. More than a third reported working under ABN or contractor arrangements, but Unions New South Wales President Mark Murray says migrants are important to Australia.
Our economy depends on them and ensuring that we have a workforce who are doing the jobs that we just don't have people to do. We know in farming communities, we know in retail, hospitality, construction, we're all short of skilled labour. We're all short of people who just want to start their first jobs in the economy. And we're not a big enough country. We're built on migration. We need these workers here.
Now, the dedicated support that Mr. Zulaga received is now available for all migrants across New South Wales. The state has unveiled its first dedicated migrant workers centre in the Sydney CBD to support those who have experienced underpayment, unsafe conditions and outright exploitation. There will also be outreach centres in regional New South Wales to ensure the services could be reached by those in non-urban communities. The centre is expected to support 2,000 at-risk workers per year through culturally sensitive, community-connected support backed by $6.5 million in funding that New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says will be stretched over 4 years.
We want every migrant worker to know that if you're fit...
This has been welcomed by members of multicultural communities. Wubak Gabris is the president of Somali Council New South Wales.
If you don't know your rights...
Bạn có biết rằng khoảng cách và các vật cản đặc biệt phổ biến trong những ngôi nhà lớn hoặc nhà nhiều tầng có thể làm yếu tín hiệu Wi-Fi và làm chậm tốc độ Internet không? Để biết các mẹo thiết lập giúp tối ưu hóa kết nối NBN của bạn, hãy truy cập nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup. nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.